live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, the first one this week. Strange as that sounds, this is also the last regularly scheduled 3 p.m. Q&A because starting Monday, we move to 2 o'clock. Now, we will once in a while still have the 3 p.m. show. In fact, on July 12th, we have a 3 p.m. show. But for the better part of the rest of the year, we're going to be at 2 o'clock. We hope you'll come with us to that new time slot. On today's show, I'm going to have Kerry Barnes from the town of Chino Valley to talk about the 4th of July fireworks, which are still on, and the events scheduled for that Wednesday holiday. Then firefighter Jeremiah King will be here to talk about the Patriot Run and fire safety. And Betty Wynn will be here. She has classes starting up for real estate licensing. If you're a baseball fan, good news. The Diamondbacks won today 4-0 at Miami. They will now fly back home tonight. They will start a 3-game series tomorrow at Chase Field with the San Francisco Giants. Of course, beating the Marlins 3 games out of 4 begs the question, since they're playing the Marlins, will those wins count in the minor or major league standings? That's a whole different topic. Anyway, we've got Kerry Barnes in the bullpen, ready to step in just a moment. On today's Q&A, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
June just became the best time to buy at Findlay Toyota Prescott, because during June, you can pick from 2 great promotions, and either way, you will save. Take any new Toyota or quality low-mileage car, truck, or SUV, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will make your first payment for you. Or choose to waive one of the biggest expenses in purchasing a new car, the registration. The hottest vehicle deal for June is complimentary Arizona DMV registration on any new in-stock Toyota or pre-owned. It's your choice. Either way, you will win in June. Let Findlay Toyota Prescott make your first payment for you, or choose complimentary Arizona DMV registration. We've made it easy to get in and go with 2 great savings offers. You can even buy with zero down, plus available financing as low as 0% for 72 months. Hurry, this incredible offer absolutely ends June 30th. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership, Best Pre-Owned Dealership, and Best Oil Change.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit. See dealer for details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit, don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypeinc.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 306. We are with Carrie Barnes, who I inadvertently described as being with the city, the town of Chino Valley. But Carrie, your church donates its services to the town for the 4th of July, correct?
That's correct. Our July 4th committee is made up of not-for-profits. So Word of Life Church, we have the Lions Group, we have Rotary, and then founding it was the Recreational Foundation Group.
Mm-hmm. And you're here to talk about the fireworks and other events going on in the town of Chino Valley for the 4th of July. The irony is a lot of stuff in the newspaper and on radio lately has been about the weather, the drought, safety of fireworks, stuff like this. And wouldn't you know it, the one time it rained was on your car show, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Todd, I was on vacation about a month and a half ago in the Pacific Northwest, and it was picture postcard weather for 5 days. But you know what the Pacific Northwest course is famous for? 155 days of rain a year, and we got it the last day. And both of us were saying, I wish we could bring this back with us to Arizona, because we really need it. But the forecast for the 4th of July and up till that calls for warm, sunny, dry, and you guys are taking all the necessary precautions. So what will Chino Valley be doing for July 4th this year, and what's unique about it?
Well, we are going to have fireworks and food and music, lots of things for families to do. The Aquatic Center will be open with free admittance starting at 12:30.
Nice.
And what's unique about it is that we are a bunch of volunteers who get together and do this. The town is a support to us. When we originally started this, it was because the town didn't have the means to do it. It was a few years back.
Sure.
So we stepped up as volunteers, and people of our clubs and organizations all stepped up, and we kept the 4th of July activities going.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of activities for youth and children?
Well, we're going to have a fun zone with inflatables. A couple of them are dry. Most of them are wet inflatables for the kids to enjoy.
Sure.
And it'll have face painting. We have human foosball. We have a train for little kids to go around on. Just lots of fun. We have a dunk tank. We have some free activities, too. So there's lots of things for families and for little kids and big kids and everywhere in between to do.
We had a dunk tank at an event I went to years ago with our town's mayor on the seat, and you're supposed to hit this, you know, target. But people kept throwing the softball at the mayor, so they called
it. Oh.
I don't want to do that. So anyway, what does it cost to take part in all this?
Admittance is free. There is no admittance fee. The only charge is if you want to participate in that fun zone with all those inflatables. Mm-hmm. You can still buy a wristband in advance for $12 at the Aquatic Center. Tell Haley over there that Carrie sent you, and go on in and get a wristband for $12. That's in advance. The day of it will be $15.
Mm-hmm. And I assume you have other activities going on. Also, what are you doing for opening ceremonies?
Well, we do. We have the American Legion, which will be doing a flag presentation.
Mm-hmm.
We have some motorcycle groups that will be coming in. We will be singing the national anthem. We are a very patriotic group, and we're certainly excited about honoring our vets and all of those who serve our country.
Mm-hmm. And aside from the fireworks, what kinds of good things do you have for adults?
Well, we do have a beer garden. There'll be live music. They'll probably enjoy the dunk tank. There is one of our midway games. We do have some midway games that are very inexpensive as well. And there is a card midway game that a lot of them like to participate in. So that will be on store for the adults.
Mm-hmm. And what about the fireworks? What kind of displays can we expect?
Well, we really put on a great display, and a lot of people have told us that it is the best in the Tri-City area. So we'll continue to expect that. And
sure.
It's a nice long display, and you're really up close and can sit those lawn chairs right under him, go right over your head. So it's a lot of fun.
You know, for those who've never done that, gone to the park where they're going right over your head, that really is a pretty cool experience, isn't it?
It really is. You feel up nice and close to it instead of having to watch them off on a distance. So it is.
Yeah.
It's a great experience.
What about parking?
Well, parking is free and parking is close by. So for those who need handicap parking, you park right at the Aquatic Center and walk right up the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And if for the rest of those, it's just on the field adjacent to the park where everything's happening there, the community center park there in Chino Valley where the Aquatic Center is. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to park over on the south side and walk right over.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard in the last couple of days, Prescott has canceled their fireworks for the 4th of July. Obviously, a lot of people in Prescott are going to head now for Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, wherever. So tell us exactly where the events are going on in Chino Valley.
Well, the event is over at 1615 North Road 1 East. They're in Chino Valley, and that's the Aquatic Center and Community Center Park. Gates open at 3 o'clock. And, yes, we are expecting to continue with our fireworks. And mm-hmm. Fireworks display will start about 9.
Mm-hmm. And with all respect to the address of the event, what should people look for as a landmark? What is it real near?
Well, if they are coming through town on Highway 89, they can take a right, or anyway, they're going to go east on East Road 2 North.
East Road 2. Named these roads?
Yeah.
East Road 2 North.
They're all set up in a grid like that. But
it sounds like a pop quiz.
They're going to turn where they see Safeway.
There you go. Now we got it.
East Road 2 North, they're going to go down, and then they're going to go north on East Road 1 East.
Of course.
And anyway, it's not far. It's far. It's really close to the center of town there. It's back behind Safeway.
So you got the fireworks celebration is free, parking is free, swimming is free, free family activities, a midway with games as low as a quarter. Where does all the money come from to stage all this?
Well, the town has paid for the fireworks, and they have allotted some funds to help pay for these things. But the Recreational Foundation, one of the not-for-profit groups, helps out. And then we all work hard to cover the expenses. Because we have volunteers, they're not having to pay for those positions.
Yeah.
We do have some lifeguards that are being sent over to help us to fill some of the positions, but
sure.
We have an awful lot of volunteers from these organizations that help save a lot of money so everybody can have mm-hmm. fun.
Now, be honest with us. When you were a kid, were you allowed to buy fireworks or to have fireworks?
Only when we went to Rocky Point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, not so much.
Remember the old Jim Stafford song, Spiders and Snakes?
Yes.
I used to kid around the 4th of July because my cousin always got all the fireworks. I didn't get anything. So, I'd have to say, I don't like sparklers and snakes, you know. So, I was so envious of him. So, anyway, it's going to be a great time. How can people learn more about what's going on in Chino Valley for the 4th of July?
They can go to chinoaz.net for more information. But really, July 4th, it's the same day of the year, right?
Mm-hmm,
it's
sure.
going to be easy for them to find.
Yeah.
And we're expecting a really great turnout and a lot of fun. And really, there is something for everyone with the free. We have free activities that they can do.
Sure.
Watermelon eating, seed spitting, you know, whatever it is. They're pie eating. They have all kinds of things that they're going to be doing. And that's all free for families to come and participate in. The 25-cent games at the Midway.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do the wristbands and do the fun zones. So there really is something for everybody to do.
And the weatherman's going to cooperate. We have sunshine all the way through the middle of next week, so that's good news for you guys. And it's a kind of event where you can come in the middle of a day or 12 or 1 o'clock or something and pretty much spend the whole day, can't you?
You could. The gates are going to open at 3. I mm-hmm. mean, yes, you could come in earlier than that if you wanted to stake out your spot.
Sure.
Put your canopy up.
Oh, people wouldn't do that, would they?
Yes.
Yes. Look at all the tents.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay. But at 12:30, they could go over to the pool for free and start swimming and get cooled down.
That's what I mean. What a great way to spend a warm afternoon. Yeah, indeed. What are kinds of nonprofit events is your church involved in with the town?
Oh, my. We do the Easter egg hunt for the town as
mm-hmm.
well. We help out with the July 4th. And myself and Pastor Todd League are on a Parks and Recreational Board, mm-hmm. advisory board, and we help out with the mud run, which will be next month. And I'll come back and visit you for
there
that
you
one.
Go. Sure.
And then we do other community things that aren't necessarily part of the town. A Thanksgiving dinner that we feed everybody for free, 800-900 people that we do before Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
so
great.
We're involved in a lot of activities.
Now, would it be ironic if it rained during the car show, but it stayed sunny during the mud run? Sometimes You just can't get Mother Nature to cooperate, can you?
Yeah, we'll have lots of water for the mud run.
So. There you go. And that's Carrie Barnes. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A about the 4th of July events in Chino Valley. Once again, the location of all this fun?
1615 North Road 1 East.
And that's Community Center Park in Chino Valley, correct?
Correct, where the Aquatic Center is.
There we go. Carrie Barnes, thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned because we've got Jeremiah King coming in to talk about fire safety and the Patriot Run, all coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Stay Cowboy is the theme for the 131st World's Oldest Rodeo, and we hope you can embrace it with us. The idea came from the early 1900s when cowboys were encouraged to say, "Stay Cowboy, stay." That meant to stay in the well or the saddle, complete a ride. It was also an idea used by the Santa Fe Railroad to encourage riders to come to Prescott over the 4th of July and watch the World's Oldest Rodeo. It's our goal to embrace a bit of the history and share it with our rodeo fans. So if you see someone, shake their hand, give them a kind hello in honor of the theme, "Stay Cowboy," and come celebrate the Prescott Frontier Days with us. Rodeo announcer Randy Corley here. Join us from June 28th through July 4th, the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. For information or tickets, go to worldsoldestrodeo.com or you can call 928-445-4320. Check us out on Instagram or Facebook. Prescott Frontier Days, presented by Coors.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally Bees is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally Bees Cafe.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. Pick up your copy of the annual photography issue. The summer edition features photos from the Facebook photo contest and highlights the contest winners on four covers. Read about summer fun and tourism and don't miss the feature interview in this edition. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 319, and Jeremiah King is here. Jeremiah has been on the show several times. He is here on behalf of the Patriot Run. We first of all want to say hello to our friend Darlene Packard, who is involved in so many firefighter events around town, including coming up the healing fields. Jeremiah, you've been taking part in the Patriot Run for about how many years now?
This will be our fourth year. Yes.
And tell us, for those new to town or not familiar with it, what exactly the Patriot Run is.
So the Patriot Run is a 10K, 5K, 1 mile run that is a fundraiser for the Central Arizona Honor Guard. But it originated as a way to bring people into the Prescott Valley Healing Field of Northern Arizona, which is out in Prescott Valley. It gets set up in September during the week of September 11th. It's a 3,000 flag memorial to the folks that died on 9/11. So the idea was to come up with different events that would bring people in and just kind of raise awareness for that memorial.
And the money it brings in helps the Honor Guard. Tell us what they do with that.
It does. So we raise money to do things like travel to honor firefighters who've fallen in other states in the line of duty and so forth. And then there's a national, it's actually the International Association of Fallen Firefighters, Fallen Firefighter Memorial in Colorado Springs in September every year. And we send our people to that, our Honor Guard members, to participate in the memorial. And we do that to make sure we continue to honor the fallen, but specifically to make sure that we're representing there every year, because 19 hot shots are on the wall out there. And we promised many of the family members that we would be there every year to represent.
Speaking of the fallen Granite Mountain hot shots, all 19 of them, the anniversary, believe it or not, is already 5 years coming up Saturday. What does that event mean to a firefighter?
You know, we take firefighter deaths very seriously. There's, you know, a bunch of different categories, but there's none more serious than a line of duty death. And of course, the Granite Mountain hotshots fell in the line of duty. And so when there's a memorial, something is especially as significant as losing 19 firefighters at one time, we take that very seriously for a number of different reasons, because we don't want to forget them and their sacrifice, everything that they did, who they were as people. We definitely want to pay tribute to them, honor their families, and so forth. That is extremely important, much like the remembrance on 9/11. And then the other part of that is whenever there's a line of duty death and firefighters die in the line of duty in the course of their responsibilities, we want to remember them in that time so that we can learn from what happened. And, you know, hopefully to grow from that, to develop our skills and prevent it in the future.
And, of course, opening up this weekend also is the Firefighters Tribute and Learning Center at the mall in the old Foot Locker store, I believe. And when you go in there, one of the first things you see is this wall that is covered from end to end with tributes and shirts from firefighting units all around the country. Nothing binds the firefighter fraternity like losing a brother or a sister, correct?
That is so true. Yeah, I distinctly remember the fence over there at Station 7 and all of those fire shirts. It was just so... so touching, so very meaningful to us to know that people from all over the country and really, you know, essentially all over the world kind of pulled together as far as firefighters and the brotherhood to support. And then I remember pulling a lot of the things that were left there, the mementos that were left on that fence down so that they could be preserved for this, for this center.
What did we learn from the Yarnell Hill fire?
Man, you know, I think we learned a lot of different things. They published a report after an investigation whenever there's a line of duty death. I think there's a lot of different things. But when you're a firefighter, you kind of have a kind of a special knowledge to what that report actually means. And so we're able to delve into that a little bit and learn about things like you know, specific to the Yarnell 19, you know, those guys, I think they ended up in a situation that, that may have been able to be prevented, but, you know, we weren't there. And, you know, I think they were so well trained. They were so skilled. They were so smart. It fires unpredictable. And I think there's, you know, the fact is they ended up in a place that, you know, they couldn't get out of, and they couldn't have predicted. You know, with wind shifts, which is something that, you know, we're always supposed to pay attention to, in fire behavior, time of day, you know, the fuels, the difference in elevation, topography, and all these different things. Yeah, you can foresee some of this stuff, but then there's times where it just you know, gets ahead of you, and maybe they didn't catch that. I don't know.
And when you're talking about a fire investigation, for all the resources dedicated to the investigation, the one thing they can't do is replicate that situation and how you have to take what you have in front of you and make a decision, right?
Yeah, and everybody was there and in that scene is gone.
Yeah.
So there's no firsthand accounts, you know, and, you know, they obviously do their best in the investigation to put all the pieces together. You know, I feel like they you know, put some very intelligent, skilled people, you know, together for that investigation. And, you know, the fact is, the guys, they got in that situation, probably didn't expect for that to happen. I wouldn't think that they would and put themselves there intentionally. I know they fought for their lives.
Sure.
They were warriors. And they were brave, courageous in that moment. They stayed together as a group, which just displays incredible discipline and teamwork. And you know, I think anything else really, because we don't have a first hand account, is almost speculation.
Yeah, indeed. Now we're going to see a lot of firefighters, I'm sure, on taking part in the Patriot Run. Any idea roughly how many are taking part?
You know, I can't say. So far, we have 20 people registered. We typically end up with 100 to 150 people for that event. We're trying to do some things to boost it as far as getting the word out there this year with some different avenues. And we're hoping for at least 100 to 150 people as we've had in the past. You know, the registration fees are reasonable because we want people to come out, to the event. We don't make our money through registration fees. The registration fees help us to pay for overhead and the cost of putting the event on, t-shirts and things like that. As an honor guard, go out and collect our own sponsors, and it's a sponsored event, and that's how we raise our money. So, you know, as far as people, like I said, we have about 20 people signed up so far. We have a Facebook page at the Patriot Run 2018. There's a sign up button on there, and I think we've been getting a lot of foot traffic there. It's goes through a site called Race Entry, and Race Entry actually will they refund, let's see, it's a social media, like, promotion type thing. Mm-hmm. So if you share that you signed up and the event through Race Entry, they give you $1 back on every time you do it.
Nice.
So that's a pretty cool thing. And because we're not trying to make money through registrations, you know, we're just trying to get people out there. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty good push for registration, you know, within the last month. We try to corral that by raising the registration fees on the 8th of August, mm-hmm. because we got a plan for t-shirts and some of those overhead things. We don't want to overbuy. So some of that is kind of dealt with that way, but we have a pretty good push in that last month for people to sign up, regardless of that fact. And then we do have on the day before the event a check-in and registration, which just happens to be following the setup of the healing field on September 7th. And then there's a check-in and registration the morning of the event at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. that we have a lot of people just walk up and register there. So, mm-hmm. This year we're doing a little bit different, where we're doing the 10K and the 5K starting at 7 a.m. with the 10K. And, just, we're going to be prompt with that. We're going to get through that. We're doing the blessing of the healing field at 9:30. And then we're doing a family style event with the 1 mile run starting around 10 o'clock because we want more families to come out. And it's hard for families to come out at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
I would think for all the physical exertion involved in the Patriot Run, that's nothing compared to what you guys do every day to stay physically fit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a 10K run, so that's 6.2 miles. It's a pretty flat course and everything, but some of our runners are just incredible out there, and I'm always impressed by the marathon runners and the people who do these runs and their fitness levels on a regular basis. But firefighters, you know, they've started considering us tactical athletes, so we do have to be physically fit.
Sure.
We are allotted time in our day to exercise just because of the physical exertion that we can be under. And of course, we're encouraged to eat healthy. We're encouraged to stay away from all the you know, tobacco and things like that.
Sure.
And then you know, drink plenty of water, stuff like that. We have a number of physical tests we have to go to annually, which is another reason why they provide the means to prepare for those. But the preparation that you have to undergo to prepare to fight a fire, both physically and mentally, is it is important. And you know what, we have about 100 firefighters die every year. Mm-hmm. About half of those are from cardiac arrest.
No
and there's
kidding.
Also an additional number of those deaths that are associated with stroke.
Mm-hmm. In the movie Only the Brave, there's a moment where Josh Brolin takes his new hire up to the top of a mountain, overlooks the forest, and while the rest of us are going, wow, what a beautiful view, he says, you know what I see? I see fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this whole area with the drought is fuel, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's ready to burn.
Yeah. Yeah. And talk about the importance, very briefly, the importance of defensible space.
Defensible space is incredibly important within the urban interface where the forest meets civilization. You know, getting that 30-foot perimeter around your house or more, if you can, of just, you know, cleaning out all the oak brush, all the tall grasses.
Mm-hmm.
Then beyond that, cutting out the ladder fuels where the brush could catch fire and climb up the trees and start the big fires in the crown on the oak or the pine trees. That is just so important. It's incredibly important for specifically for people who live directly in the forest, and we have a lot of that specifically in the city of Prescott.
And finally, one last question. How can people learn more about the Patriot Run?
So the best way probably is to go to our Facebook page, which is Patriot Run 2018. They can email us at PVPatriotRun@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I answer those emails. Those are probably the two best ways, and then they will sign up through Race Entry, and there's, like I said, a sign up button on our Facebook page for that.
Very good. Jeremiah King, thanks for all you do for the community. Have a lot of fun at the Patriot Run.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got local and state news and link coming up. Then we're going to talk to Betty Wynn about getting your licensing for real estate. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
You're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's saves pros time by offering guaranteed next-day job site delivery for only $49. Place your order in-store for in-stock items before 4 p.m., and we'll deliver the next day for $49, or your delivery fee will be free. That's right. Order before 4 p.m. and get delivery for $49, and if we don't deliver, we'll waive the delivery fee. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's.
Valid in select market areas, subject to availability. Excludes weekends. Additional fees may apply. See store for more exclusions.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A.
Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by
Courtesy Auto Sales,
Warriors Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Bucky's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Bolt,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs host the Giants
Friday at 6 o'clock,
Friday of 11:30
at 99.9 FM,
Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM,
and Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Me out to the ball game.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Due to the extreme fire danger and lack of moisture, there won't be any fireworks display in Prescott. For a second straight year, Prescott Fire Chief Dennis Light has determined that it's in the best interest of the public safety to cancel the fireworks. Light has stated they've worked closely with Eagle Events Management, and they are in agreement with this decision. Fire Department spokesman Conrad Jackson explains they know some people will try to put on their own illegal fireworks show.
We're going to have to curb our own enthusiasm, because that will be high risk in the uncontrolled environment.
City of Cottonwood officials have announced earlier this week their fireworks display will go on as planned. Fire Marshal Rick Contreras says he understands why communities like Prescott are canceling their fireworks, but they're ready.
We have a special situation from where we shoot them off at.
The towns of Prescott Valley and Chino Valley are also moving ahead with their displays next Wednesday night. Chino Valley officials say talks are ongoing with local fire authorities to determine if any alterations need to be made. The city of Prescott will still host 4th of July activities at Mile High Middle School off Montezuma Street from noon to 9. Prescott Representative David Stringer is apologizing for comments he made about immigration.
During the Yavapai Republican Men's Forum in downtown Prescott 2 weeks ago, Stringer stated immigration poses what he calls an existential threat to the United States. His position hasn't changed, but he clarified his stance at a news conference in downtown Phoenix yesterday.
The United States is leading, in my view, to a lot of fragmentation and alienation. Too much immigration too fast is creating a lot of social friction and tensions in our society, and there are barriers to assimilation.
Stringer was pressed to answer a question as to whether or not he's a white nationalist.
I think that term most recently has been used in connection with people who are identified with the alt-right movement.
Stringer is apologizing to anyone he offended with his remarks at the men's forum that were caught on video, which he blames on Democrats paring down his comments to 51 seconds, and he adds, twisting his words in the process. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 62 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 87 tomorrow and a high of 89 on Saturday. 67 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 97 and a high on Saturday again of 97. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week in our Royal Burgundy Barberry.
We finally perfected Barberry with burgundy velvet foliage that holds its color through summer, changing to red in fall.
Celebrate summer heat and hardy as can be, and javelina are no problem.
This knee-high shrub grows with little to no care.
A big bull plant is just $36 and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love Royal Barberries, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Summer starts now at Lamb Nissan. Hello, this is Ed Walsh, and right now, all 2018 Altimas are 25% off. Drive a 2018 Altima for only $18,577. That's over $6,000 in savings. Or if you need something bigger, you can drive a 2018 front-wheel drive Nissan Rogue for under $21,500. Or a brand new all-wheel drive Nissan Rogue for only $22,988. That's over $4,500 in savings. Plus, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months on all 2018 models. Interest rates are going up, so lock in 0% for 60 months now and start your summer vacation today. Go to LambNissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people drive from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer, ads, tint, and $399.50 dock fee. 2018 Altima must finance with NMAC. Offers expire July 2nd, 2018.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 3:41. Hey, what a great time to be a realtor. And there is a series of classes coming up. We have a lady here to talk just about that, Betty Nguyen. Tell us about the Nguyen School of Real Estate.
Well, Nguyen School of Real Estate's been around now for a little over 8 years. We're located in Prescott Valley in the Step 1 Center where the administration offices are. We're got a class coming up for pre-licensing on July 25th, and would love to have everyone come.
Now, how many hours of education is a student required to take for the state exam?
They have to have 90 hours.
Mm-hmm. Now, your classes primarily are geared toward getting the license, right?
That is correct.
What are some of the things you have to learn to be able to pass that state license test?
We have to learn the laws for Arizona, mm-hmm. general law for the national portion. There's two portions to the test. You have to learn a lot of stuff that you really don't use in the industry right now. But they are changing the curriculum, which is going to be real nice in mm-hmm. a way for next year. It's going to be the law, but then it's supposed to have some practical stuff, which our exam and our curriculum has not been like that from the beginning of time.
Which prompts the question, who puts together that real estate license test? Is it lawyers, politicians?
Oh, God, no.
Because you would like a real estate professional.
The department calls the people that put together the test the, like, stakeholders.
Yeah.
So it's people in the profession, that various industries within the profession. I'm sure there's some legal attorneys, that kind, you know, it has to be in there. But it's people mm-hmm. from the profession, instructors, schools.
Because, as you and I talked about briefly before we went on the air, I had a state license in a different profession in another state, and there were questions on the state exam that had nothing to do with what I was going to do for a living. And I guess it's probably true in every profession. So you kind of wonder, why are they putting those questions on the test? But it does require prepping for it. So how does one go about getting into your school to pass this license test?
Well, we have our website, which is winschoolofrealestate.com.
And that's Win, W-I-N-N.
I-N-N, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And they go online, and I have a Q&A on there. I've got a lot of information. They enroll online. I take 24 people for each class, and they usually fill up pretty fast. We're mm-hmm. we're moving in that direction right now. We've got some more spots left. And then once they get in the class, they take their 90 hours. We have a very flexible schedule, so as long as they take all 30 sessions, they're 3-hour sessions, I don't care. They can take it. They have a year to do it. Mm-hmm. And so we're just flexible and help people get it done.
Mm-hmm. What about follow-up training?
Follow-up training is usually done at the broker level. Now, the Department of Real Estate is changing the curriculum a little bit, and they are making it so we're going to have legal and practical. So we shall see we shall see how that's going to pan out. But all the schools in the state of Arizona will have to change their curriculum, their finals. Everything will be changed by the end of the year.
Now, I've had a few real estate salespersons on the air the last few months. They tell me right now is a great time to be in that business, right?
Well, it really is. You know, we have low inventory, high demand, which is, of course, bumping the prices up, which never hurts.
Sure.
You know, well, it can, but right now it's a good thing. People get concerned, well, everybody I know is a realtor, you know, that kind of attitude. And it's like, you know, as many people as come in, don't make it and leave.
Yeah.
So you never, that should never get in your way of moving forward with the career.
Mm-hmm. I think we've all known somebody who said, well, I'm going to get my real estate license, and they kind of consider it a frivolous thing, but it's a very serious business, and you got to work at it to make money, don't you?
You really do. Now, there's only a handful of superstars out there in any community, but you don't need but a small slice of a huge pie in order to make good money in this business. You might not be the superstar, but you could make a living, a good living in real estate.
Do you find people who watch the Home and Garden TV network and all of a sudden think, I can do that?
I think people do, but those shows, they create an unrealistic expectation. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
I've never shown just three houses. And, you know, so there's just a lot. The flipping, all of that stuff, it really, it's a show. You know, it's not the real life.
Yeah. Are there brokers locally willing to take on new licensees?
We have a lot of brokers that are interested in new licensees. I allow them to come into class, give a 15-minute spiel, and do a little recruiting in the class. Of course, they have to bring cookies or something, you know, pizza.
Sure.
You know, that
That'll
kind
get
stuff.
Your attention.
Well, you know, that's the pass in. So, but yeah, so we do. We definitely do.
If you were going to hire someone as a real estate salesperson, what kinds of qualities would you look for? What kinds of questions would you ask during the interview?
People, you know, people that like people. I would ask them what type of business they were in before. Do they have a built-in clientele base from that business? You know, those types of skills. I mean, I get people from housewives, you know, and I talk to these people too. They go, do you think I'd be good in this business? I said, boy, you know, raising a family and running a household, that's what you're doing when you're selling real estate. You're taking care of people's needs, you know. So every career that you've been in before can translate into real estate.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because years ago when I was in straight commission sales, I had a cohort who was a little afraid to go into sales because she said, I don't know if I can handle hearing the word no, because that's a part of sales, right?
It is.
And my boss said, wait a minute, you have two teenagers. How many times a day do you hear the word no? You'll do fine. And she did.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And how important is it just being, not just the people part of it, but just, you know, keeping your wits about you and learning how to roll with the punches?
Oh, some people do that better than others.
Yeah.
But you have to remember that the tough deals are the deals that you really learn from. And then, you know, when you have the easier deals, then it's a nice deep breath and it's great. But the tough deals are the ones that you really learn. And every deal is different.
Yeah.
And you have to just learn to take it with a grain of salt and move forward with each transaction and see it to the end. You know, your job is to keep your clients' interests at the very top.
Yeah.
And when you do that, then the commissions come. You know, if you just do your job,
sure.
Do it well.
You mentioned that in this industry locally, there are a few superstars. What makes them superstars?
Well, there's different business models out there. And right now, the big deal are the teams. So we have people that have learned in their careers how to do lead generation. Lead generation is really the root of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have teams, and they're at the top, and everybody else is below them, and they generate the income. And because the person at the top is the one that created the team and has the lead generation skills and system set in place, then he makes money, and he or she makes money. And that's really the deal right now.
When I worked in sales, we had a software program called ALAS, A-L-A-S. The reason it had those letters was A-L-A-S, activity creates leads, creates appointments, creates sales. Still true?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you just go back to the basics of sales, when I got in the business, there were no computers. Ouch.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And, you know, we had a recipe box with 3x5 cards,
yeah.
And we simply wrote down everybody we knew, and everybody
and no
that,
cell
that
phones
knew
either,
them, and no cell phones.
Yeah.
We sat at our desks and we called every person, and then we sent letters to them and followed up, and you know, we just learned how to handle those objections that come across the phone and get people into the office, and that was really how we did it. And today, the business is done differently, but yet it's the same function.
Yeah. Yeah. How big was your Rolodex?
You know, I'll tell you, it wasn't that big.
Really?
Because after a couple of years, and this is still true today, you start to get business on referral. And so you just, you know, it just starts to roll. It's 2 or 3 years in, and pretty soon everybody you worked with, if you did a good job, mm-hmm. they're sending everybody else to you, and then it just starts to build. You know, and then computers came in, so there was no Rolodex.
And when it, when it comes to referrals, my sales manager used to say, every sale should produce puppies.
Yes,
true?
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
So how do you get referrals?
Do a good job with mm-hmm. the people that you're working with.
Mm-hmm. Is it still true that people may not remember everything you said or everything you did, but boy, will they remember how you made them feel?
Oh, absolutely, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. What kinds of backgrounds do your students come from?
They come from everywhere. I've had linemen. I get a lot of teachers, doctors, nurses. I have firemen, police people, you know, just from every walk of life, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you have to hang your shingle with a realtor, right?
You have to hang
with
your shoulder
brokerage.
With a brokerage.
With a brokerage,
right, with
yeah.
A broker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
And how can people learn more about your classes coming up?
Well, they can give me a call at 928-499-7970 or just go to the website, winschoolofrealestate.com. That's WINN.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of information on there, but they can certainly call me as well.
And you've been doing this for, what, 8 years?
As my own school.
As your own school.
Yeah.
What do you miss most about being a full-time realtor?
I like to show the houses, and I do like the art of the deal, I must say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you do you watch those programs on
HGTV? I watch them all.
You watch them all. Do you pick up anything from them?
No.
It's just
I watch it for pure entertainment. I mean, those Property Brothers, come on, they're cute.
But do you ever look at the screen and just go, that would never really happen?
Yes, all the time. That's why it's just entertainment for
me. You know, I ask police officers all the time, of all the cop dramas and stuff, how many times do you roll your eyes and go, come on? They said every show.
Every show.
Yeah, indeed. Betty Nguyen with the Nguyen School of Real Estate. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. And those classes, to reach them once again, they visit what webpage?
WinSchoolOfRealEstate.com.
Very good. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because I've got some final thoughts and a move to a new time starting Monday. Coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQ&A.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
How are you going to live up to your claim as an adventurer if you aren't driving the all-new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback? Go ahead, tell us about the 32 highway miles per gallon, the 8.7 inches of ground clearance, the standard X mode for stability on more difficult grades, the flexible cargo carrying versatility, and the spacious upgraded interior. Oh wait, you're not driving the 2018 Subaru Outback. It's a good thing then that at Findlay Subaru Prescott, for a limited time, you can lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $298 a month for 36 months. Then you can tell us all about it. Doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Findlay Subaru Prescott is proudly sponsoring the Wolfstock and Stuff the Bus. Call 928-771-6900 and at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
On approved credit, EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. Now through June 30th, 2018, leases stock number S38913, code JDD-11. $1,500 due at lease signing. 10,000 miles per year. See dealer for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Last year, we introduced you to living or aging in place, refurbishing your existing home using universal design like walk-in showers, level walkways, and designs that don't require bending. But there's a lot more you need to know, and we'll update you on the latest. And if you're stumped on a home project you're working on, give Rosie a ring.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're looking for some fun things to do tomorrow night, Friday, at the Prescott Elks Theater, it's 50 years of country music. Nashville Gold taking the stage at the Elks Theater. I've seen that show twice. When that fiddler comes out, boy, does she blow the roof off the joint. Nashville Gold tomorrow at the Elks Theater. Then coming up a week from Saturday, July 7th, it's the Garth Guy. It's Dean Simmons with his Las Vegas Garth Brooks tribute, and I will have Dean on this show Tuesday of next week. Speaking of next week, big changes coming to Q&A. Starting Monday, Q&A and I will move to 2 p.m. We're making room for the Ben Shapiro show at 3, and then Talk of the Town continues at its usual 4 p.m. time slot, and I invite you to come along with me to our earlier time. Stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, the Thursday toss-up with Sanford and Chuck. By the way, the Diamondbacks won today for or nothing. Then join me back here Monday at 2 o'clock. That's 2 o'clock, not 3, with my very special guest, everyone's favorite Americana historian, Jerry Stewart. He'll talk about his 4th of July broadcast, We the People. That is Q&A Monday at 2. 2 o'clock Monday, when I will see you 1 hour earlier on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.